This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the midterm elections tomorrow that could bolster the ranks of Republicans in Congress, the president's health care reform law could be in for some changes. At the same time, the judicial branch could also play a further role if what's called the King versus Burwell case is taken up by the high court. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The case in question asks whether the Affordable Care Act should be taken literally. It specifically grants insurance subsidies for policies bought on state exchanges. Miller Baker is a partner at McDermott, Will & Emery.
Can the Internal Revenue Service say, all right, even for people who purchase insurance through the federal exchange, they can also get the tax credit?
Another big ACA case involves something called the Origination Clause, which says all tax bills have to start in the House. Timothy Joes teaches at Washington and Lee University Law School.
I believe that there has only been one successful Origination Clause case in history, and that was over a century ago.
Joes says opponents of the health care law will have to prove it's a tax bill. And he says it did originate in the House, but was overhauled in the Senate. There are other lawsuits that challenge specific aspects of the health care law, but wouldn't overturn it. They involve everything from contraception to the delay of the mandate for employers to insure their workers. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.